Alderman Ray Lopez joins us now. He is the representative of the 15th Ward. Good morning, Alderman. Actually, the police shooting happened around the north end of 63rd and Bell, and that is not in your ward, is it?
No, it's right next to us, but we know the officers very well. Two that were shot yesterday were part of our CST team. And they've been in my office numerous times. We've worked with them, and just seeing their faces yesterday and hearing the news was just heartbreaking.
Yes, that is the word, heartbreaking. And you grew up in the Southwest Side, and you certainly know that neighborhood very, very well, and it's very close to your ward. What have you seen recently as far as crime and what's going on in that Englewood area, Alderman?
You know, we've seen, particularly in parts of Englewood and the Southwest Side, and in this case, Chicago Lawn in particular, where the violence just seems to be escalating. Not too long ago, we had the mass shooting in broad daylight where 10 people were killed, 10 people were shot, 2 people were killed, while just sitting on the corner by 63rd and Artesian, which is 2 blocks away from this shooting. You know, the crime and the criminals are becoming more and more brazen. Their disregard for human life is palatable. And they're taking frustrations and street beefs out and finding street justice at the end of a gun more and more. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen in this situation, a traffic stop with officers checking to see what someone was doing, possibly just parked on the corner, led to one officer being killed, another clinging to life, and the community chasing down the offenders to help the police.
Right, and they did. And I know they did help capture that one suspect. And Alderman, you know, what you say is certainly true, and I know you've been a staunch advocate for the police, but when we debate about what to do with our police force and whether a civilian oversight board is the thing to do, I mean, hearing you talk about what is certainly true, that there is no respect for the police anymore, no matter what you do, how do you combat that problem?
Well, I think what we have to do is get back to basics. I mean, I remember growing up, and I'm sure you do as well, when you had the officer-friendly programs, when you had police officers coming into the schools to talk about what they do and engage in positive ways with our students, so that children learned very early on, that police were not the enemy, that police were someone you could go to when you needed them. And as we've changed that narrative, and as we've seen that discussion go from police are our friends to police are someone you can't trust and someone that you don't turn to, we're seeing that play out as these children have become adults. And I think it's not going to be an easy fix, but it's going to be a generational fix, that we have to turn this around and start promoting the fact that officers are our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. They're not, you know, I oftentimes say the police are not an occupying force. They're the sons and daughters of Chicago. And we need to start pushing that message again, so that the younger generations grow up knowing that they can trust and have the same amount of respect for police that I grew up having as well. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we have to deal with the fact that there are many people out there who feel there are no consequences for whatever they do, including attacking police officers. And that is something that that's going to require political will. That is something that's going to require us to stand up and say that we want our state's attorney, Kim Fox, our judges, and all the rest of those elected officials that continuously make excuses for criminals to stop and to start holding them accountable when they do something wrong, so that we can start reinstilling the fear of consequence in our communities.
These two officers who were shot, shining examples of the best we have, and as you say, Alderman, out of our neighborhoods for the most part, 12,000 people on the Chicago Police Department. Every once in a while you hear about a bad cop, but 99.9% of the force, the best to serve.
Absolutely.
And protect. And back to what you said about, you mentioned the courts. Now, we don't really know more about why the officer stopped that vehicle to begin with. The three suspects apparently don't have extensive criminal backgrounds, but the alleged shooter who was believed by police to be a passenger in the vehicle, has a robbery conviction for a case from around 2019. That case was adjudicated through the court system. He may have been sentenced to a probationary-type term. No further details on that yet, but the court's got to get tougher on these people somehow.
Without a doubt, we see time and we see time and again where individuals are out committing crimes that they've previously been arrested or awaiting a court appearance on for the same crime. But I think also what we have to remember too is that this is just an ordinary episode that every officer experiences daily, approaching a vehicle and seeing what is going on. And it turned into an extraordinary event where Officer French lost her life and another officer clinging to his. There are real dangers on the streets, even when the most of routine matters can go wrong very quickly. And we don't know what motivated these individuals to open fire on the police. Clearly, they knew that they were the police. But I think that also goes back to the fact that the disregard for life in our neighborhoods is high. And everyone thinks that pulling out a gun is the best way to resolve any issue or get out of any predicament. And unfortunately, we've seen how, in the very worst of ways, this has played out in the city of Chicago, in the Chicagoland community.
Those officers do lay their life on the line all the time. And as you say, you never know what's going to await you at a routine, quote, routine, end quote, traffic stop. And as far as you know, Alderman, any word from the police on how that officer is doing at the University of Chicago Medical Center?
I have not seen anything official, but from what I've heard from other officers and who are in the vicinity of what's been going on, the officer is alive. He is with us. I know there was some contradictory reporting yesterday that he may have passed. That is not true. It sounds like he is more responsive than he was initially, which is good. That gives us hope and should give all of Chicago and particularly his family hope that despite his injuries, we're praying for him to make a recovery.
We certainly are. Alderman Raymond Lopez, 15th Ward, and a member of the Public Safety Committees there. Appreciate your time this morning, Alderman.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.